Well, that's the man strongly rumoured to be playing Slane next year, the country music star Luke Combs, who has a massive following. The official announcement due, I think, in about 30 minutes or so. For more, we're joined by music critic with the Irish Independent, John Marr. John, an interesting choice. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Rachel, he'll be the first country star to headline Slane, and it absolutely will be him because his own website is counting down the minutes to his 2026 tour, and that will be announced at 2 p.m. He is a 35-year-old from North Carolina. He made his name in Nashville. There's 5 albums and all hugely successful. Some people will know him from a remarkable performance at the Grammys last year when he duetted with Tracy Chapman on her song Fast Car. And he is hugely popular. He last played Dublin in October 2020. But this, even for him, is a considerable step up.
There's something kind of fascinating happening in music at the moment, isn't there? We have this resurgence of country music, really, because people will have seen like the hordes who went to Zach Bryan over the summer. And we also have this kind of movement where every young person you come across seems to be singing a ballad.
Yeah, I mean, even the Irish bands Kingfisher and Amble have become enormously popular.
Yeah, this is
quickly.
It. We were joking in the office about how Kingfisher could probably headline Slane at the moment. I mean, their music has been everywhere.
It's been absolutely everywhere. So much of this driven by social media as well. But you mentioned Zach Bryan there. He played to 180,000 people over 3 nights in the Phoenix Park. And so I suppose on the basis of that, Luke Combs, who is every bit as popular as him, will sell out Slane in like under an hour, I would imagine, once that's available. And actually, Zach Bryan set a record in America over the past couple of weeks where he played the most attended ticketed show in US history, 112,000 people in Michigan. So country is really having a moment. And, you know, Combs is a very, very fine live performer. He'll be facing 80,000 people. I don't think he'll have much difficulty keeping them engaged.
There's the added aspect here, isn't there, that for some reason, Slane holds a particular place in our hearts above really all venues. Why is that?
It really does. And I mean, so much of that is down to the late Henry Mountcharles. You know, it's been a part and parcel of the Irish live landscape since the early 1980s. There have been some amazing shows there. I remember R.E.M., U2. People will have great memories of Queen, David Bowie, and of course, Bruce Springsteen playing there. And Springsteen, he was the only performer in 1985, and he wrote extensively about it in his autobiography, about just how important it had been. And it is seen as a rite of passage for a lot of huge acts to have said they played Slane. It has been 3 years since the last one, when Harry Styles went to that castle in County Meath. So, you know, I think, and this is the first time that Alex Mountcharles will be holding the reins there. And I interviewed him earlier this year, and he said he was very keen for a concert to happen next year, that it was important that the legacy of his father continue.
Are there now many younger rock acts who could sell out Slane?
There are very few. To be perfectly honest, Rachel, we are seeing an interesting thing in music at present, that where you've got a lot of heritage acts who are particularly in the rock space, and I would include even the likes of Coldplay in this because they've been going for more than a quarter of a century. Interestingly, though, in country music, many of these performers are comparatively young. I mean, Luke Combs is 35. His debut album came out 8 years ago. There have been 4 subsequent albums. So I suppose in the age stakes, he's comparatively young. But generally speaking, it takes an act to have amassed a huge following over a sustained period of time before they're kind of even considered for a Slane, Croke Park or Aviva show. And incidentally, tomorrow morning, Dermot Kennedy from Dublin, will tickets for his show and the Aviva will go on sale. And that is seen as something of a landmark, that a young domestic act can get big enough to play a venue that big.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary development for him, all right, as well. Listen, John, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. John Marr there of the Irish Independent.